Stop by your local FMTC office today.
And it is now 5 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. I want to remind you, too, a meeting last night with FMTC at the Red Oak High School at the auditorium. And if you're curious about that, the entire 2.5-hour meeting, both video and audio, on our website, you can go to KCSI-FM and find it there. Or there's also an abbreviated version of that you can check out, or go to our Facebook page, and there's a link to it there as well. So thanks to FMTC and all involved at the meeting last night. Go check that out. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and as I've been telling you, going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Cassandra Barbosa, naturalist. How are you, Cassandra?
I'm great. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
What's exciting in your world today?
I am super excited about our upcoming stream monitoring event. Okay. I am very excited. I think this one is going to be our biggest one yet.
Okay, so let's talk. Before we get to the stream monitoring event, which is on Monday, August 3rd.
Yep.
So tell me, naturalist, what do you do? Is there a typical day? That probably doesn't exist, right?
No, not really. But I do environmental programming for the county and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So the naturalist title is officially an interpreter of the natural world. So my role here for the county is to have school students out to the Anderson Conservation Area or any of our parks and wildlife areas. And we do some sort of science, nature-based lesson. I think a really cool program that we've been doing for 6 years, too, is the School of the Wild program. And I think that's a really good example of what it means to be a naturalist. So we have a week-long field trip with fifth graders, and we go to several different parks. But we're doing reading, writing, math, science, obviously, outside.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably one of my favorite programs that we do. But I'm always doing something with kids, something outside. Adults, too. I do adult programming, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. So you're outside a lot.
Ton.
Okay, so have you always had an interest in the outdoors?
Yes. Ever since I was little, I was an Animal Planet kid, grew up watching Animal Planet.
Of course,
my parents to this day are still like, I don't know how you were created. They're love them to death. They're not outdoor people. I make my mom come to some of my programs, and she's like, I don't know. I don't know how you came from me. So...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you enjoy it and it's fun, there you go.
Right.
So
lights my fire.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You're married.
Yes.
And your husband teaches.
Yes. He's a teacher over at Lenox. He's a middle school math teacher, and he coaches the high school's girl basketball team as well as the middle school volleyball team.
Okay. Oh, he's busy.
Very busy.
All right.
Yes. And we have one little girl who's a year and a half. Her name's Autumn. So.
Oh, well, of course.
She's pretty sweet.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, you're busy.
Very busy.
Okay. Let's talk about the upcoming event that you mentioned earlier. It is called Water Quality Workshop.
Yeah. So it's a stream sampling event.
Stream sampling event. I want you to tell me first when it is, where it is. How do I participate? Do I need to sign up? And then we'll talk about what it entails.
Perfect. So it's on Monday, August 3rd. From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Stennett Boat Ramp, which is also called Bonds Landing, different places. So if you hear me use those terms interchangeably, same place, two different names. People can register online at our website, which is montgomeryccb.org, under our events tab. Registration is not required, but it'll help me plan a lot. So if you do have a couple minutes to go on there and register, that would be fantastic. If not, please just join us at the boat ramp.
It's free.
Completely free.
Okay, is it age appropriate? For what ages are we looking at?
As long as you can walk, then you're good to come and join. So we will be doing actual science. We'll be collecting data and submitting it on the Clean Water Hub. But if that turns you off from it or you don't want to get, you feel like you're not maybe on the right level for it, no. This is perfect for everybody. You won't even know that you're doing science.
So what will you do? Give me an idea of what you'll be doing.
Yeah. So we are partnering with the Nishnabotna Water Defenders, which is a fantastic local organization that formed post the spill from the new co-op incident a couple years ago. And they have just been very instrumental in just advocating for water quality, not just in our streams, but all over the county. So they're tagging on to this event, and they are going to help me break this down into a couple different sections. So through Save Our Streams, which is a nationwide program through the Isaac Walton League of America, they do chemical testing, sampling, and then biological data testing. So the sampling, we're testing things like the nitrates in your water, phosphates, chloride, the pH, and dissolved oxygen. All those things are really indicative of the stream health.
Yep.
And then I will be leading the benthic macro invertebrate sampling portion, which is...
Whoa. Well, yeah. Tell me about that again.
A lot of words.
Yes.
So benthic macroinvertebrates are tiny, tiny little stages of bugs, right? Invertebrates. And if you're a fly fisherman, you'll probably be very, very well versed in what a benthic macroinvertebrate is, because these are the things that you are tying to catch your fish. So if you tie a fly, you're tying one of these things.
You know, I've tied flies, and I've tied several flies on, but I've never referred to it as a benthic, mathric, whatever you called it there.
Yeah, it's so, a good word to put in there. Yeah. Little, just up your vocabulary.
I'm going to add that in my next conversation at the fly shop and see
do
what
it.
Happens.
I love it. They'll be very impressed.
There
so,
you go.
Whenever we go to sample these little critters, we will be taking D nets, which is kind of a smallish net, but it's got a really fine filter on it to get rid of the particulate and just keep the critters.
Okay.
So we're only looking for certain ones. There's a whole list of criteria and the animals that we're looking for. If we caught a fish, that wouldn't be part of our sample, even though fish health is still crucial to showing the part of the stream and the health of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at the little tiny guys that maybe don't always catch your eye. So I've been catching a lot of mayflies down at the pond with kids. This sampling that we're doing focuses mostly on moving bodies of water, but you can still record data for ponds and things like that. So that's usually what I have at my leisure with kids out there. And so you scoop these big nets at the bottom. It could be a rocky bottom. It could be a muddy bottom, which is what we'll be sampling, is a muddy bottom river.
Will you be wading out into the river?
We sure will. You will get wet on this ride. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So it's free.
Completely free.
It's from, and it'll be pretty much contained 1 to 3.
Yes.
And it's appropriate, really, anybody sign up and come along. There's no real cap because you have plenty of space, right?
Right. Yeah. We'll be out in nature. So come on out.
All right. So, water quality. You mentioned water quality, especially water quality in Iowa is a big topic.
Big topic, right?
Not
now.
Only in Iowa, but at a national level, it's in the conversation nationally as well.
Yeah,
do you see
constantly.
That as well? I mean, are you getting a lot of questions about that?
Yes. And there's a whole lot of government players. A question that I get asked a lot is like, oh, Cass can come out and test my well. We don't do that as part of the conservation.
Mm-hmm.
ISU Extension Office has some connections to other people who you can send samples to. I'm not sure if the NRCS office will test your well either, but what people are wanting to test are the nitrates. So if people are interested in that, another program through the Isaac Walton League of America is called Nitrate Watch. And that is a completely free program. You can go online and sign up for it, and they'll send you a nitrate testing kit. So then you can actually test the water coming out of your faucet. And that's what people are interested in a lot, because now we're starting to see an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's well, look no further than the governor's race right now. And there's a lot of discussion about nitrates and water quality and all those things.
Yes.
So. But this will be a fun event. I mean, you really have to have zero experience to be able to participate, right?
Correct. Yeah. I've got all sorts of pictures of the critters we're looking for. I have field microscopes. So if you can't see the number of tails on a critter, we'll go put them underneath the microscope and count them. It's just so fun. We catch all sorts of stuff. We'll catch crayfish maybe. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
It's really, I have to keep my composure if I get pinched by one in front of people.
All right. Well, it should be a fun event. Again, it's going to be Monday, August 3rd from 1 until 3. It's a free event, but sign up. Or you would appreciate if people would register. I guess you don't necessarily have to.
Correct.
But much appreciated.
Yeah, lets me know how many things I'm going to have to herd, people and animals.
And where would they sign up?
On our website, MontgomeryCCB as in boy, .org, underneath our events tab. It'll be one of the first ones that pops up.
It's at the Stinnett Boat Ramp or Bonds Landing?
Correct.
If you go out to where the old Stinnett community is at, it's right there when you cross the river.
Yes, I believe it's off of 150th, right after you cross that bridge.
Cross the bridge and you're right there.
Yep, and there's a sign on 48, too, that points to Stinnett. So. Okay.
What's the best part about what you do? Ooh. And by the way, we are visiting with Cassandra Barbosa. She is a naturalist with Montgomery County. The best part of your day is what?
Oh, the best part of my day, I'm gonna go my job and then my day. So my job, I love all of the connections that I make with people. I love nature. I love flowers. I love animals. But the stories that I hear from people is amazing, and I'm constantly inspired by the locals that I meet every day. So I really take that to heart and really take that away. My favorite part of my day is probably whenever I get to work at 7 a.m., which people think is crazy, but I love it. And I stand on the front porch and I just look out at my view, which is great. If you've not been out to the Anderson Conservation Area, you totally should. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, just a couple miles north of Red Oak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's wonderful.
Easy to get to.
Yes, and just listen to the birds. If I have a slow morning, I'll pop open the door and my desk is up there and I'll just listen to the birds while I get some office stuff done.
Do you keep up with population numbers? And when you mention birds, I'm thinking in particular, it seems to me pheasant numbers have rebounded nicely. Quail?
Yeah.
Quite a few quail.
Yep. And over at Anderson Wildlife Area, which is our public hunting area straight across the road from our main office, I feel like every year I'll be able to see some sort of change in the animals that are out there. And our quails and pheasants have been going crazy. So we've also been working on putting food plots out there. Our director, Jared Spinockle, is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And he really dedicates a lot of his time to bettering the habitat for the animals across the road. So that's kind of his baby right now, is trying to get that up to snuff for our critters. So
very good. Yes. I like it. All right, Cassandra, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
I think we covered a lot.
I would encourage people to sign if you have any interest at all. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You won't regret it.
All right. Anything else? What does the rest of your day hold today? When you leave here, what are you doing, Cassandra? When you leave here?
I have a whole bunch of preschoolers from Red Oak out at 9 a.m., so I'll be herding them. And then the rest of my day, I'll be going back and forth taking paddle boards places.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Preschoolers, huh?
Oh, yeah. Whole flock of them.
Wow. There you go. Is it a flock or a herd?
Oh, I think they're going to be a flock today.
Okay. That works. That works. So. Very good. Nice to visit with you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Again, Cassandra Barbosa with that event. If you want to sign up, you can go to MontgomeryCountyCCB.org. It's free. Just sign up. You don't necessarily have to sign up, but it's much appreciated. It's Monday, August 3rd from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Stennett Boat Ramp or Bonds Landing. Go out to the old Stennett community, and it's right as you cross the river as you head into the Stennett community. So we'd encourage you to do so. Thank you, Cassandra. Make it a great day.
It's time to find out what's happening around the state of